This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Back to business as usual for the media, the fake news media. No more mentions of Afghanistan soon. No more mention of the Americans who are left behind fighting for their lives, abandoned by Team Demento. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Just like that, the shift returns to praising Joe Biden. Glowing things about America's first crackhead president. Pelosi actually, in just the other day, bragged about Biden's exit from Afghanistan, calling it historic, the same language everybody tried to use when it was in the news. But it's going away. Why? Because, well, that dramatic Hurricane Ida, it's causing floods. Every hurricane causes floods. Ida, as far as hurricanes goes, was a very, very mild one. I gave you numbers before we talked about it. Compared to Katrina, don't even compare it to Katrina. Look at Sandy. There have been dozens of hurricanes that were worse than Ida, but we got sidetracked by Ida. And then we have to come back to what? Vaccinations, because, oh, there's a surge. I'll get to that in just a bit. Anyway, they praise Biden. Pelosi praised Biden for an exit that got 13 Marines killed and left hundreds of American hostages, people who are fighting for their lives. And you can bet if Donald Trump left a single person over there, there'd be a camera crew filming their harrowing escape as they move from house to house with the kids and the Afghanis, the Taliban hunting them down and them showing the level of peril and fear that this, you know, family was facing as they tried to navigate the treacherous way to get out of the country. But because it's Captain Demento, well, we don't have to hear those harrowing stories. We don't have to see anything. In fact, let's just move on. You going to let them? Because I'm not. And hey, don't be surprised when Biden sends billions of dollars to Afghanistan, touted as humanitarian aid, and then suddenly they announce, well, you know what? We got some people coming back home. Oh, look at what we did. Well, was the secretary, you know, or Jen Psaki, was it tied to the money that you dropped into Afghanistan's, you know, lap at the crack of dawn last night or whatever? I know that's antithetical, but you know what I'm saying? Was it tied to the money that you gave? No. That was strictly humanitarian aid. Well, it's certainly funny that the timing that we've got 237 people returning to America at the very time that they are opening up boxes of cash, pallets of cash on the tarmac at Bagram Air Force Base, which, by the way, is now occupied by the Chinese. Oh, man, this is a... It is so pathetic to think of leftism in this country. I was watching Lincoln the other day and thinking about how separated we were. Over 600,000 young men died, most of whom died fighting to free black folks. And when you see that film, you think, boy, we were ripped apart as a country. Let me tell you, I watched it. And I said to myself, it's nothing in comparison to what's happening right now in this country. Nothing. So now we're back to, we got to ignore all the bad stuff Biden did. Let me just say, I'm going to give you the future. You're going to start seeing his poll numbers rising. They're going to tout it. Oh, Joe Biden's made rising in the polls because of this or that or the... You know, and it's mostly going to be because they won't report any negativity. And of course, the biggest part of it is it's a fraud anyway. But you're going to start hearing about how great, you know, Joe Biden's now, you know, everybody loves him. And Donald Trump, despite his rallies that are going to be attended by thousands, and he's announcing them. I don't know if you've seen it. Trump started announcing his rally dates. And let me tell you, if you want to go to one, It's no different than when he was running for president. He's still filling stadiums, and he will continue to. And meanwhile, Joe Biden and that team move on with their agenda because they know how to control the narrative and make you believe that the news they report is bigger than what it is. There's an article right now. Daily coronavirus cases are 4 times higher than they were following Labor Day weekend of last year, with the number of daily deaths twice as high as they were this time in 2020, according to data from Johns Hopkins University. Sounds very official. It sounds, oh, wow, we're all going to die. It's double the number of deaths. So let me just say what I just told you. The cases are 4 times higher, and the deaths doubled. So what they're telling you is it's twice less deadly than it was before. And if you want to look at the numbers, we've gotten the death rate down to 0.6% across the board, folks. Not just old people or whatever. I'm talking about the death rate now for if you get the virus is 0.6%. Probably less than it is if you get the flu. I don't know. But here's what they go on to say. Since the global health crisis emerged in late 2019, the United States has recorded more than 40 million COVID-19 cases, including just 4 million in the last month alone. I want you to think about that. 4 million cases in the last month. Go find me the number of deaths. You find that number, it is going to be so minuscule, you'll ask yourself, again, why are we going through this exercise? I'm to the point where I'm almost embarrassed to keep talking about it because I feel like it's filler. But you have to keep talking about it in order to bring home the point that this is all frivolous. Look, I keep telling people all the time, don't give me your anecdote. Oh, I lost a friend to this. I have a buddy, whatever. And I'm going to play a clip from this dude, Howard Stern. Idiot shock jock. I'm going to play a clip from him that is so easy to dissect. It's pathetic. We've all lost somebody. Let me tell you, while we continue to talk about coronavirus, we're losing people to emphysema, tuberculosis, list of diseases. Every disease it can kill is still killing in the same rate, probably at a rate as high or higher. If you don't think heart disease name the diseases, whatever they are killing people in bigger numbers than coronavirus, you're insane. Of course they are. But they keep talking about it. They keep stoking fear. They want to give you the numbers, but they don't want to give you the numbers that matter. Short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Press is shifting back now. They got to put the focus back on the thing that gets them the most money. The fake news narrative around Wu Flu. Health officials, they say, noted the biggest difference between this year and last year is the Delta variant. They blame the 316% increase over last year's daily infections on the highly contagious COVID-19 mutation, as well as the large number of Americans refusing to become vaccinated against the fast-spreading disease. So they want you to get vaccinated, knowing that the vaccination does nothing against the fast-spreading new Delta variant. Welcome back, everybody. There's so many things that are contradictory here. It's insane. Let me give you the new case. I looked this up. I went to usafacts.org. They have a COVID chart that shows you, it builds from the day one, who's got the most cases. And the United States, once it takes over, it becomes a solid number one. Brazil is number two. Mexico is number three. Nowhere is China, Europe, and all these other countries, and don't even look, Africa's not even on the chart. That's how few of cases there are. Now, I don't know, I would say follow the money to look at Brazil and Mexico, but in India, by the way, India ends up coming on because they brought us the new Delta variant. But it's ridiculous. But just so you know, 142,245 cases are happening daily in America. 1,249 deaths, which is a 0.87% death rate, morbidity for Wu flu, whatever flavor. And that's with them still stacking the deaths, not letting you really know that this person died of diabetes or high blood pressure or whatever, heart disease, emphysema, it doesn't matter. Some lung thing, I just said emphysema, you get it. He said, according to the data, hospitalization rates are also up 157% compared with Labor Day weekend of 2020, leaving medical facilities packed to the brim and staffs exhausted and overwhelmed. Fauci the fraud, we are perilously close. You're going to have to make some very tough choices. And you know what they want the tough choices to be? You're going to give up your freedom. There is nothing in this data, not a single thing here, that should scare you to go, oh my gosh, I need to do something different. What are we doing? Oh my gosh, this is killing everybody. But we have these alarmists out there, these Holly weirdos and Popeye idols or whatever, pop icons that believe that they can tell you, you know, they know more. Jimmy Kimmel said you shouldn't hospitalize the people who refuse to get the shot. Don't hospitalize them. Maybe they should set up separate hospitals, huh, Jimmy? Like they did for the colored folk? As I was saying earlier, folks, we have a project that we're doing that highlights this in the way of the 1960s, 1950s treatment of blacks that I think will raise it. This will make the left have to step back and take pause while we regroup and figure out what strategy we want to adopt. Now, I personally believe this is the best strategy. Blacks are the least vaccinated of all ethnic groups. There's a reason for that. We don't trust the government. This is one of those places where we get to push out our message, and I hope people do it. Anyway, let's get to this Howard Stern clip because I want to dissect it. It's amazing.
But it's really funny when the radio guys are the best. If like four of them died, four of them we were like ranting on the air, they will not get vaccinated. They were on fire, these guys. It was like day after day, they were all dying. And then their dying words are, I wish I had been more into the vaccine. I wish I had taken it.
You know, I have trouble drumming up compassion, and I think that's a terrible thing. To not be able to drum up compassion for people that stupid that they wind up dying.
I want to stop it there just to make it clear that four people, supposedly all radio guys, died. Did Rush Limbaugh die of it? Is Mark Levin died of it? Hannity? No. Four radio guys that Howard Stern knows about. And, of course, Robin chimes in with, you know, it's really, I don't understand how people can be that stupid and die. It would be like a person coming on saying, you know, man, I do everything I can to fight against cancer and all that, and he dies of cancer, and they want to ridicule you. But you're stupid if you die. Hey, Robin, here's a little dirty secret. You're going to die, too. Here's the rest of the clip.
Where do I have that clip of that Mark Bernieri guy, Bernier? The guy who died. Oh, I got it. Here it is. This is the guy, I'm not getting the vaccine, but that's the guy who died.
That's a great question, and we were going to talk about that as far as the vaccine goes. You know, what about you?
I'm not taking it.
Come on.
Are you kidding me, Mr. Anti-Vax?
Cheapers.
Ever?
Cheapers.
No.
Anti-Vax. Mr. Anti-Vax.
And he died?
Yeah, he's dead. He's the one that walks. There were three other guys, too. I don't have tape of all of them. And they're on the radio preaching this.
Oh, hey, take my word for it. There are three other guys that I can't pronounce their names either. What's this guy's name? Mark Bernie. In other words, some obscure radio guy that has a podcast in Schenectady, New York, died and was vocal about, I'm not taking the shot, and it's okay. But you know what Stern isn't going to do? He's not going to tell you about the people who took the shot and died. Is he going to do a radio show about that? What were their careers? Did anybody on the radio say, you know what, I'm going to take this shot, I'll show people, this is insanity, everybody should be getting the shot? Oh, shoot, he died. Is Stern going to mention that? Of course not. Let's go on, listen to the rest of this.
I tell you what, as far as I remember, when I went to school,
You had to get a measles vaccine. You had to get a mumps vaccine. You had to get, there was a ton of them you got.
You still have to. In order to go to school, you have to have certain vaccines.
When are we going to stop putting up with the idiots in this country and just say, you now, it's mandatory to get vaccinated. Their freedom. I want my freedom to live. I want to get out of the house already. I want to go next door and play chess. I want to go take some pictures.
Yeah, well, Howard's got a long list of things he wants to do. And he, of course, erroneously says, you got to get vaccines. No, you don't. You can opt out to having your child vaccinated. We don't do it because we've been taught to get the vaccines. You do not have to vaccinate your child to have them go to school. That's number one. So he says, stop putting up with the idiots. He got the shot. You should get the shot so he can go live. I'm a little confused, Howard. If you got the shot, why can't you go live? What is it? Why is it that the government, even though you got the shot, is still making you wear a mask? Still making you socially, and I'm going to get into socially distance and why they chose that word here in a bit. But why are they making you do that? Why is it you can't live your life freely? Yeah, you're shot. You can get the passport. Why can't you go play chess and take your pictures? It's all because of us, right? The people who want the freedom of choice to determine if they want to do something or not. It's our fault. Do you realize how stupid Howard Stern is for not questioning, why is it that I got the shot? And I still don't have my freedom. Think about what the left has done. They've made the boogeyman, the people who choose by right of human of birth, I don't want to get a shot. You're the boogeyman for the people that got the shot who still can't exercise their freedoms.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden will be in New York City's Lower Manhattan tomorrow for the ceremony commemorating the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. The ceremony includes the reading of the names of the nearly 3,000 people who were killed on 9/11. There will be moments of silence and bell tolls. The ceremony will largely be similar to what it has been in the past. President Biden not expected to speak at any of the three ceremonies. Saudi Arabia is again proclaiming its innocence in the 9/11 terrorist attacks while victims' families push for transparency. Nearly 3,000 people were murdered on that day by 19 Islamic terrorists, 15 of them who were from Saudi Arabia. Three Saudi government officials were questioned, then cleared by the 9/11 Commission in testimony that's remained sealed. You're listening to USA Radio News. White House COVID-19 coordinator Jeff Zients says the Delta variant is driving the surge of new infections across the United States. Zients saying this outbreak remains a pandemic of the unvaccinated, the same thing President Biden continues to say. As far as if using that rhetoric is helpful to get people vaccinated, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire tells Fox News,
if you think his obvious disdain for the people who have not gotten vaccinated helps people like me convince the vaccine hesitant to get vaccinated, you're absolutely wrong. The message should be these vaccines are doing a great job at protecting people from severe illness and death, and he should encourage everyone to talk to their doctor.
Governor Gavin Newsom is projected to win big in California's recall election. A new poll from UC Berkeley indicates Democrat Newsom has a commanding lead of more than 20 points in the special election. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You guys remember that song, Short People? Short people got no reason to. Short people got no reason to live. Randy Newman wrote it. Well, maybe it's not just short people. Maybe it's white people. Welcome back to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I happen to be Kevin Jackson, and this is a warning. Consider this a public service announcement to white people, because you're under fire. Oh, yeah. We need some sinister music here. Dun, 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 dun. You're under fire. Yep. For the first time, they've revealed, according to the last census, that white folks have, you're now under 60% of the U.S. population. For the first time on record, 20 million fewer white people alive today than 10 years ago. They're wiping you out, white folks. I'm not laughing. I mean, I feel bad. Luckily for me, it won't be before y'all, you know, before I die. It'll still be some white folks because I hang out around a lot of you. No other reason than I just think you're kind of cool. I don't get the hype why everybody doesn't like you. But, oh, whoo! White Americans, under 60%. So, white Americans now make up 57.8% of the country, according to the data that was released on Thursday. A decrease of over 6% since 2010. In 2010, you were, I think, 62.2% of the population, something like that. So anyway, at 6, no, you have to be more than that because they say 6%, so you have to be 63. I've got a chart here that says 62%, but okay, whatever, 63, 64%. It was a lot more white people in 2010. Let's just put it that way. They said, that is the number of people who replied white alone, non-Hispanic or Latino to the survey. Another group who just answered white alone make up 61% of the country, according to this data map that they were talking about. They say the white population is still the largest in the country at 204.3%. 204.3 million. But that number is down from 223.6 million in America. So it isn't, you know, Armageddon, but it's a sign. And the war is still on with you white folks. If you haven't noticed, you're under fire. So the second largest group, they say, is Hispanics, which make up 62 million or 18%. The third are African Americans, which represent 12.1% of the country, get this, down from 13% in the 2010 census. So blacks have lost 0.9% of our population. That, let me tell you, I don't know if you guys know the numbers, but black folks at the turn of the 20th century were 19.2% of the population. We're now down to 12.1%. 7.1% of black folks are disappeared. Think about 7 to compared to 19. That's almost a third of black people are no longer, you know, in other words, we are shrinking. Anybody want to take a guess how we're shrinking? Huh? Planned Parenthood? Huh? Margaret Sanger? Huh? Leftism? Anybody? Anybody? Anybody got any suggestions? So the Hispanics are grown. They're 62 million. They're 18%. I don't know if that's up or down, but I'm gonna say it's up probably. And blacks are down. In case the Democrats can't be more clear, black people, they are replacing us with the Hispanics. Africa's a long way away. And I don't care how many lotto tickets they give out to come to the America. Mexicans can just walk across the border. Central Americans can just walk across the border. Oh, laude, laude. Let's see. They said generally the population is becoming more diverse, with people responding that they are of some other race than white, black, Hispanic, Native American, Asian, or Pacific Islander than before. I'm believing that that's probably people checking the box that says American. They said the only states where the majority of the population is non-white are California. They have their majority Hispanic, 39.4%. D.C., a black majority, which isn't a state, by the way, 40.9%. Hawaii, Asian is the majority, 36.5%. New Mexico, Hispanic is the majority, 47.7%. And Puerto Rico, which has a population of 98% Hispanic. So I did a little research, because I always like to do a little more. And I wanted to find out where all these white people are. Because I'm going to tell you something. When I go to most places, white people are not the defense. You know, if you go to Chicago, it isn't like you see a bunch of white. Go to New York and tell me it's overwhelmingly white. New York is overwhelmingly brown. But anyway, here's what they said. On the 2000 census form, race and ethnicity are distinct questions. A respondent who checks the Hispanic or Latino ethnicity box must also check one or more of the five official race categories. Of the 35 million Hispanic or Latinos in the 2000 census, a plurality of 48.6% identified as white. 48.2% identified as other, most of whom are presumed of mixed races such as mestizo or mulatto, and the remaining 3.2% identified as black or other races. So with Hispanics, 48.6% of them identified as white. So whites are getting a whole group of brown people in their mix. So I've already looked into this. I looked into this a long time ago because I kept asking myself. I remember when I finally said, how many white people are there to be so, you know, for people to be so mad at them? Because there's 1.6 billion Chinese. There's 1.3 billion Africans. That's a lot. The United States was 300 million, give or take, 328 now. Scandinavia is pretty small. I mean, where are the white people so popular? I mean, there's Canada, but that's not even that super white. What? Give me the super white populations of the world and tell me how many there are. Because between the Arabs, the Africans, and the Chinese, you got a lot of brown people. And let's not forget the Hispanics, the Latinos. So exactly how many white folks are there? And I was shocked to learn the number of people who are called white in the U.S. So, for example, I just gave you the Hispanics. Almost half of them identify as white. You remember when George Zimmerman when he killed Trayvon Martin, they were, oh, he's a white Hispanic. They didn't want to tell you the dude was a Latino that killed a black dude. Let me go on, though, because this will blow your mind. Under the U.S. Census definition and U.S. federal agency, individuals with ancestry from North Africa are considered white. I know. You were thinking African. Yep. It said the EEOC regulation also explicitly defines white as original peoples of Europe, North Africa, or the Middle East. Anybody, folks, that is an Arab from or from Northern Africa, Egypt, Tunisia, Algeria, etc., they are all considered white folks. I remember reading about this and I wrote about it. I said, wow, so white people are getting credited for some brown folks. In certain parts of the South, I'm reading this, during the Jim Crow era, Italians occupied a racial middle ground within the otherwise unforgiving binary caste system of white over black. Though Italians were viewed as white for purposes of naturalization and voting, their social standing was that it represented a problem at best. Their racial status was impacted by their appearance, and they did not act white, engaging in manual labor ordinarily reserved for blacks. Italians continued to occupy a middle ground in a racial order through the 1920s. But here's my point. Italians are considered white because they're European. Do Italians look white to you? Come on, Barbarino, tell me. In the 2014 census, they had a new racial category for Middle Eastern and Northern African Americans. The category required approval by Congress, but, as I said, Northern Africans, Barber, Cop, Arab, Berber, Egyptian, North African Oregons, they are the Arab American groups the most numerous in the United States, and they are considered white. Folks, white people have been disappearing a long time. They've been cooking the books to make you believe you're the majority people because that way they can come down on you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Are you aware of the number of major scandals or other huge problems that the Democrats have? I mean, have you really just stopped to reflect on that for just a bit? Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. There's a reason you are here. You want to know why you're here?
Yeah, I know what this is, the Kevin Jackson Network, his phone. I just got a beep the moment I called, so I'm going to leave a message just in case. My name is Tim 417. I am living in Columbia, Missouri, home of Gary Nolan. I listen to you on Gary Nolan. I've been listening to you now about 3 years, every day, and remarkable. My favorite, I've listened to almost everybody, every conservative talk show host. and you are number one. Hey, I have some good friends in Scottsdale. I'm planning to visit one day. Hopefully I could meet you, go take you out, have a drink, have a cup of coffee, whatever you prefer. Other avenues. And I am planning on getting to the Flickfest and also helping you guys out financially. So,
Tim, we appreciate you, man. And, hey, thanks for calling my show Remarkable. We happen to agree. So what were we talking about? I want to talk about this. Well, I mentioned the major scandals and what have you. So let me just give you a few. So Russian collusion debunked despite Adam Schiff saying he had positive proof of Trump's involvement with the Russians. But you want to know the scandal that looms? Hunter Biden and the Russians. And while we're on the subject of Hunter Biden's, the baby daddy of a two-year-old girl from a prostitute, stripper, hooker, that he had while he was married to his brain-dead brother's widow. And crackhead Hunter was running the family's corporation, whatever you want to call it. Joe Biden participating in Hunter Biden's business dealings after saying that he didn't. Hunter Biden's partnership with a top Chinese spy. Joe Biden's dementia, which, by the way, has him mishandling Afghanistan and doing one of the worst exits of any country, the most embarrassing exit you can even imagine, leaving Americans behind. I'm just giving you a taste of what's out there, what's brewing for the Democrats. Ghislaine Maxwell and underage sex trafficking, somehow she's managed to stay alive while in custody. But guess what? Jeffrey Epstein wasn't so lucky. That's still out there. Who knows what it is? From what I was told, some people got fired. Maybe nothing will come of it, but it is out there. Harvey Weinstein and Hollywood's sexual abuse of women is still looming out there. What's going on with that story? You think Harvey Weinstein's the only one? You think the Me Too movement has gone away, or are they still getting their skins on the wall? Hillary Clinton's crooked foundation? That's still out there looming. I know. This Justice Department isn't going to do any investigation into that. It's pretty much dead. John Durham's not going to issue a report and get himself in a pickle. But they're still out there. And speaking of the Me Too movement, how does it look for them with Afghanistan falling and those women going back into being subjugated, being marginalized by the Taliban, all the atrocities that are already occurring over there, the many, many rapes that are occurring? Where you at, Me Too movement? You've got a little bit of optics to deal with, don't you? What about Barack Obama's big super spreader party and all these other leftist hypocrites that go out there and take, you know, get fake getting shots and go out and pretend to be all woke and virtue signaling? I got the shot. You get the shot. What about the origins of Wu Flu? Weren't we supposed to investigate that and find out what was going on? What's happening in that regard? Oh, you know, we no longer need to find that out. Why? Because we found out that Dr. Fauci, the fraud, knew exactly what was going on when he was doing chain of function and weaponizing this Wu Flu, this disease that supposedly got leaked from the lab and is destroying our economy and letting these guys use it to get trillions of dollars. And now there's unquestionable proof he was involved. What about the partnership they had with the Chinese in the Wu Flu lab? And now that's bearing itself out. What about China's impact on our policies? What about the fact, folks, that the Wu Flu cure exists in nature in the form of hydroxychloroquine and even medicines we've already created like ivermectin? And from what I hear, if you have cancer, try to get a hold of some ivermectin because it's curing it. That's what I hear. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. And what of global climate farce and the idea that Jeff Bezos is now investing in longevity of the human being? He apparently doesn't believe it, even though I bet you money you can find something where he supports global climate farce and AOC's contention that it's all going to go away, all of us are going to die soon. What about the problems that the left has because the media liars have been found out and the public no longer believes what they say? What about Biden's poll numbers, which are going to continue to go down despite this media onslaught that wants to forget about Afghanistan and the hundreds of Americans that have been left over there? What about that? What about Trump still kicking? That's a real conspiracy, a real problem for the left, because he's going now and he's doing rallies and he's going to show Joe Biden can't do this, and he's going to keep people ginned up, hyped up. And you know what? We're no longer going to go march in different places. We're going to go to the rallies, and you know what the left is not going to be able to do? They're not going to be able to say, oh, they stormed the Capitol. What about almost all Democrats who speak out for the downtrodden suddenly becoming millionaires or multimillionaires like AOC? What about that? What about Cuomo, who killed 15,000 people and still has yet to face any justice? Oh, yeah, they got rid of him. They installed a new dictator in New York. What about old Andrew? What's he going to do? So I'd reported on last month on this LGBTQIA plus guy who helped New York's former love gov sexually harass women. His name is Alfonso David. He's president of the Human Rights Campaign. And he turned over information about one of Cuomo's accusers to Cuomo's hit team. Because that's what leftists do. When they decide the winners and the losers, even these Me Too generation women who probably have legitimate beefs against Cuomo, well, they were targeted for extinction. You know where you are in the pecking order with leftists because you know who gets the shaft. Well, finally, they got Cuomo the shaft. He's out. So we learn that this guy, the president of the nation's largest LGBTQ advocacy, sold women out to protect his former boss, a confirmed sexual abuser of women. State's attorneys general approved all this. This is not speculation on behalf of Kevin Jackson. So this leader turned a blind eye to Cuomo's obvious objectification of women, and more of the women represented par for the course. I mean, there was what was the final count? Well, he got fired. In a very rare thing that happens in Democratic politics, this guy got fired. A black gay dude got fired. And you want to know why? Because once they decided to put the skin on the wall, or the trophy on the wall, whatever you want to look at it, for Cuomo, the Me Too movement, whoever decided that he was gone, it became okay to get everybody in the food chain. And leftists are going to notice this. His dismissal, this guy, Alfonso David, his dismissal was announced by the co-chairs of the Human Rights Campaign's board, Morgan Cox and Jody Patterson. In case you're wondering, two women, they dumped him. But they went further in their accusations against him. They accused David of making statements that included, quote, significant untruths, which is essentially saying he's a big fat liar. And he lied about his investigation, his role rather, in the investigation. Because what he said was, look, I had to turn this stuff over. And here's what one of them said, that what the statement read. At HRC, we are fighting to bring full equality and liberation to the LGBTQ people everywhere. That includes fighting on behalf of all victims of sexual harassment and assault. Now, keep in mind, these women were not members of the LGBTQ. Their leader was David Alfonso. This mission is completely disingenuous by these people, and what they did to Alfonso, while I don't care, I don't have a dog in the fight, it was probably unfair. They have no interest in the rights of the non-LGBTQ. Its true mission is to take down the, quote, cisgender, you know, the people that believe in the sex that they are at birth, to take them down wherever they exist. And the fact that this organization would sanction a hit on a black LGBTQ president shows you that the left has no limits in this pursuit. Cuomo is gone. Ergo, another member of the non-LGBTQ patriarchy bit the dust. Cracking eggs and making omelets, folks. That's what leftists pride themselves on doing.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.